Good evening. Audio boo. Apart from making a cup of tea, as is customary at this time of night, I'm going to talk about Halloween, because it's Halloween night, October 31st, 2012. But maybe a different angle. Hang on. Do, do, do. Okay, so my angle, and well, Halloween and the recent Hurricane Sandy, and people's reactions to it. So Halloween, well, you know, I'm fascinated by it as a Christian myself. I would even say a born again Christian. Because, you know, I believe that when I gave my life as much as possible to serve God, you know, it was a commitment. So, yes, in that sense, it's dying to your old self, blah, blah, blah. So, this isn't really about a preach, it's at all. It's about a conversation, perhaps. But, Halloween, yeah, I mean, I've always been fascinated also, though, by things that are mystical. I think I have a sense of good and evil, a very strong sense of when I think something's evil, and a very definite sense, perhaps, when something's more obviously good. And, you know, this is a debate. So again, I'm just putting things out there that I believe. So I believe there's good and evil, and I'm not simplistic about my faith. I treasure the questions more than the answers, I think, or as much as the answers. Because I think questions keep you searching and thinking. But what's fascinating me about the Hurricane Sandy is the people that have there's emphatic sort of people on either side, and you know, these people that Christians that say, oh, you know, this hurricane is God punishing people for their sin and evil. Well, if that's the case, mate, you'd be the first one under the waves, do you know what I mean? Because it's not, I don't think that we're frightened into doing whatever the right thing. It's by grace, and grace will always triumph over judgment. And I don't see that. I don't see that a good God would do that. I think there are natural disasters and natural elements in the world. It's quite a hostile world we live in, isn't it? It's we've stabilised, or we think we have stabilised some things, but actually we haven't. You know, we sit precariously on little bits of land floating on beds of molten rock. And it's all a bit like, you know, skin on a milky coffee or whatever. It's very, very fluid, actually. So this terra firma that I'm standing on at the moment, the kitchen floor concrete, there's not much to it, really, when we, you know. And I... filling up this tea bag. And it's complicated, isn't it? Physics and science and what we know and what we think we know and what we're discovering still and what secrets we're unlocking. I don't know. The world's amazing. I don't think it has to be about God's doing this because you're inherently evil and he's trying to warn you. I think, but then there's the other argument, isn't there? Which is, why doesn't he do something then? Why doesn't he intervene and in things? And I think that that's an interesting one too, because obviously he gives us free will and he has to allow us, I think, to make our way. Because obviously if he started influencing people, then they'd say, well, my hands were forced, and so I believe because I have to, and I do this because I was told to. And that isn't the way, I think, in which he wants us to live and to be subjected to him in that way. But yeah, it's one of our bread knives. It amazes me, because I think that people say they don't believe in anything. So humanists are very, 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 they are equally as emphatic about their beliefs these days, I think, as any evangelical Christian could be accused of being. And as I say, I just find the whole thing quite fascinating. But I think I'm literally just touching a few areas here. You know, I've seen on Twitter people saying, you know, blessed be, and they're cleaning their cauldrons, and this is not getting anyone on. I mean, I know this person very well. Hi, Nama. Love to you. Really, seriously. But, you know, she's doing this. You know, she's celebrates all the pagan stuff, as I understand it, from what I read. And that's fine. It's really interesting. I find it really interesting. It's stuff that's bigger than we are. And whatever our questions are, whatever our thoughts around this are, whatever our faith position may be, it is incredibly interesting. The world, oh my, I can't believe it was just evolved, and you know, there's something behind it, I reckon. There's something behind it, and it just happens that I chose my faith. I didn't get brought up in it, and I could tell you my story. And I'm talking to my audio about, we're talking about Halloween. No, it's good. I'm talking about Halloween and belief. And, you know, I could tell you my story. And some of you would think, oh my goodness, how could he even possibly believe in anything good if I told you my story about my life? I might do that one day, but it's around, it's in places. I've talked about it variously before. Gosh, it might even still be on Blind Call Tech, but that was a short version. I'll think about that. But some would say, you know, suddenly then, you know, it's one of those, isn't it? It's almost like if you knew my story, as in my past and how my past was, my life started, you might think, well, you'd probably think I've got more right to decide what I believe, and that somehow it was not surprising that I found a faith. But then others would say, well, no, why should you have done? You would have done, you know, think life was so hard and you were dealt such a blow, that's a reason for you to not to believe in anything. Yeah, it's a ramble, I admit, and I'm sure I'll get some short, sharp answers possibly, but I would ask for considered answers, I think. And let's keep asking the big questions. You know, the ones that might lead us to do something for someone else because we've asked a question that we might not have asked before, that somehow we are inextricably linked between, you know, globally, that people really in other countries really are our brothers and sisters. You know, and that if you were in the suddenly lost in a mountainous region of the Kush or whatever, that you wouldn't be immediately picked up and rescued, but and treated. In most cases, I would say that would be the case. You know, treated very, very well by your rescuers, just normal people that have found you at your hour of need, and I think we forget that sometimes. We put people into categories because we're told to, and I'm not saying that authorities don't have a difficult job. I'm not saying that it isn't difficult at times. As I say, that there aren't battles that we feel have to be fought, and there aren't wars that we feel that need to be won. You know, but it's there's more to it than we sometimes consider in our short, sharp, responses to things that we see on Twitter or elsewhere aren't necessarily enough in terms of us as responsibly thinking adults. And I'll just leave you with perhaps that we don't have we don't have human rights, we have human responsibilities. And maybe we should start saying that, you know, what's our responsibility? What are our responsibilities? And of course it can start with family, start wherever you like, but I mean towards each other, you know, regardless of our faith position. Do we have rights really? Do we deserve rights? We don't. We don't have the right to our next breath. You know, we don't. We really don't. People get knocked sick and out all the time, unfortunately, and you know, that's just the way it is. But we have responsibilities. Perhaps we should ask ourselves about those things first. So, if you've listened this far, very, very well done. I applaud you. But if you haven't, that's fine. But yeah, I would look forward to your comments and your thoughts. And I hope this has been a little informative, if not too serious. And on this Halloween, may you have, those of you that celebrate such things, a blessed Beltane, isn't it? Oh, someone will correct me. Okay. One of them, anyway. And for those that don't, it's All Saints Day tomorrow. So, speak to you soon.